Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, good morning. Fargo, Tioga, Bismarck, and all of the Common Sense Club listening audience. Good morning. Got my cup of Joe. I'm ready to go, man. I'm ready to go. A couple of things that are on my mind this morning, and let me know what's on your mind this morning. 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live on air. You can share your thoughts with your friends, your neighbors, your fellow travelers on the road this morning. That's the way I like to think of myself, as a traveler in the Common Sense Club timeline or space-time continuum. It's a little bit of my nerd coming out. Anyway, this morning, Scott is on the road, and we routinely do these. We try to do them like at least a couple of times a month, where Scott will go out to a town. He's going to be in Northwood today for an edition of what's in your town, and he tries to get out there live. So Scott does a lot of driving, and my hat's off to him. But stay tuned, because we're going to have some good folks from Northwood in this hour to talk about some cool things that are going on in their town. And I love these segments, because you go out to these small towns, and you know, you probably haven't heard of them. And they're telling you, you know, what's great in their town. There are lots of awesome little towns here in North Dakota. So it's always good to get out there and hear the voices from those folks. Those are the Common Sense folks, man. I mean, they are. You think about it. Everywhere from the East Coast to the West Coast, got all these crazies, you know. And you got us here in flyover country where you got some common sense. And you don't oftentimes get to hear those voices. So it's always great when Scott can get out to those small towns and we can hear the voice of common sense and reasoning, in my humble opinion. Anyway, there you go. So stay tuned at 8:30. Scott's going to come in with some good folks from Northwood. He's live from the Northwood Business Center over there. And speaking of business, I don't know if you've heard, but where do you think America ranks in economic freedom? You know, one of those little indicators that tell you how great you're doing here in the United States for business, for economic freedom and capitalism, you know, all of that stuff that we used to stand for. Where do you think we rate or rank now on that list of countries for economic freedom? I'm not gonna tell you the answer. We'll address that later on. Or if you think you know the answer, you know, call in. You can leave it on the rant line, or you can call in live 855-200-1776 to hit the rant line up, extension 1 to hit the rant line up, or extension 2, you know, join us live on air. But where do you think we rank on that list of top nations for economic freedom? It's a noodle scratcher, man. It is. There you go. One thing I do want to make you aware of. Yesterday I received a press conference from the McKenzie County Sheriff's Department. It says, and I'm just going to read the narrative here so I don't mess up anything. They were called to respond for service regarding an armed individual at approximately, and this was on the 26th, at approximately 5 o'clock p.m., McKenzie County Sheriff's deputies and Watford City police officers responded to a report of an individual carrying firearms and knives while acting in a manner that placed residents in fear for their safety inside of the Perry View RV Park. And that's located south of Watford City. Deputies and officers were directed to an adjacent trailer park where the subject was located and taken into custody without incident. Now, the interesting part of this is coming up. The male arrested was identified as Dustin Schwartz of Colorado. In an ensuing investigation, reasonable suspicion was established that the vehicle and the camper of the arrested party may contain explosive devices or components to build explosive devices. McKenzie County Sheriff's Office deputies secured the vehicle and the camper and were granted search warrants for both. Two improvised explosive devices were found in the vehicle, and they were rendered safe by the Minot Police Department bomb squad. Firearms were also found in the vehicle, along with a bullet-resistant vest and over 500 rounds of ammunition, along with an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle. At this point and time, Dustin Schwartz has been charged with carrying a loaded firearm in a vehicle, which I did not know was a Class B misdemeanor, terrorizing, which is a Class C felony, possession of an explosive device, which is also a Class C felony, reckless endangerment, which is a Class C felony, and the release of destructive forces, which is a Class C felony. And that kind of got me scratching my head a little bit. Possession of prohibited explosives, which is also a Class C felony. I'd love to get someone on to talk about that. This case in particular. So I'll work on getting someone on to kind of clarify some of this stuff. Participating agencies on this case include the McKenzie County Sheriff's Office, Minot Police Department, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, Watford City Police Department, McKenzie County Ambulance, Watford City Fire Department, McKenzie County State's Attorney's Office, and the Sheriff's Office would love to thank those agencies that assisted in helping them carry out their duties there. So just something that I think that you should be aware of. This guy, and I don't, and just by reading the news release, I'm not clear on, you know, how he released destructive forces or, you know, what exactly he was doing that would cause the folks in that RV park to fear for their safety and all of that stuff. I'm not clear, but that is the news release as I received it. And I read it there verbatim, and so that's what's going on with that case. And I'm going to try to have someone on, you know, to clarify a couple of things. But, man, it's a little disturbing, whenever you – I mean, I'm – and maybe it's just me. I don't have anything that could be considered a improvised explosive device. Don't know why you would need that, but, you know, that's a little concerning to me. You know, the AR-15 semi-automatic rifle and the 500 rounds of ammunition, I don't think anything of that. I mean, that's the guy's right. You know, it doesn't scare me at all. The thing that does concern me, though, is the improvised explosive devices, because we've had a little rash of these, you know. The guys in the pickup, I think they were coming back from Minnesota with the explosive devices. I think they were pipe bombs. I mean, what's going on there? And the fact that, you know, you happen to go on a call and you just happen to find these things at random, actually. I mean, that's a little concerning. Does that concern anyone else? I mean, it does to me. I've seen, three similar stories in this area about, you know, explosive devices and that sort of thing. Am I missing something? What's going on? I don't know. I'm going to try to get someone on from the McKenzie County Sheriff's Department. I'm going to try to have them on tomorrow, but if not, definitely by Monday. I'll have someone on and to clarify some of the questions that I have here. And if you have any questions that you would like me to ask the representative from the McKenzie County Sheriff's Department, please email me at leon@flagfamily.com, or you can leave it on the rant line, 855-217-76 extension 1, and I'll make sure that I ask that representative whatever questions are on your mind. I just thought that it's a little concerning, you know, especially with the other cases that I've seen in the area with explosive devices. It's just, wow, you just don't think of this area as conducive to that. So I don't know. Definitely going to talk about that. All right. Moving on. Something else I want to know from you, and I don't normally do this. This is normally like Dustin and Steve Hallstrom's wheelhouse, but I want to get your Super Bowl predictions. I do. I want to know that. You know, the Super Bowl happens to fall on my birthday, and I'm glad. I'm glad that the folks, you know, that's over that saw fit to have it on my birthday. My hat's off to you guys. That's pretty awesome. Shows that I'm kind of a big deal. Anyway, but I want to know your Super Bowl predictions. Let me have them. 855-217-76 extension 1. And leave it on the rant line. We'll be right back with Ellen and Blanquita.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Inudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Inudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Inudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We are back. And on the line, I have the awesomely conservative, Brilliantly commonsensical, Blaine Keita Cullum, joining us from, where are you hailing from this morning, Washington?
I'm from Washington today. I should, did you look at my Facebook site yesterday? I don't know if you did. But I need to send you this picture. You need to take a look at that my son took, James took, at the final ceremony of Secretary of Defense Hagel. It's powerful.
I think I'm looking at it now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting because as you look at the composition, you can see how he's kind of isolated and looks very grief-stricken in some ways. And then there's Biden and the president. Basically, they've moved on. I think it's a really intense photo.
Yeah, he does look, wow. I'm blowing the picture up here, and there is definitely two different postures in here, demeanors here, definitely. He does look like he's actually been tearing up. Wow.
Yeah, and I think, you think of the many levels on that picture, because Hagel took that position. A lot of people advised him not to. He had a really impressive career, especially in the military and the Congress. And then he gets fired by this president, feeling like he had not accomplished all he had wanted to. And you look at that picture, and it says everything on his face.
Yeah, I'm going to share that picture. Yeah, that's wow.
Yes, please do, because I think, and also there's a report on there, too, that I think is very good. But I think that, and I'd be interested to hear what the audience thinks, because, you look at that and you think this guy's been a very credible career, and it's just a powerful photo. I think, as I said on there, a photo says a lot more than words.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm definitely going to share that, and we're going to have some feedback on that. I want to ask you a question, and I was really hoping to ask Ellen this same question, and if we can get a hold of her, I will. But what I want to know from you is there a difference between our prisoner swap with the Taliban that got us Bo Bergdahl back and the anticipated prisoner swap with the Jordanians to get their pilot back from ISIS? Is there a difference there? I know the White House has been walking back the whole terrorist moniker and that sort of thing. Do you think that there's a difference there, or is it the exact same thing, in your opinion?
Well, it's not exactly the same thing, because really we don't know the relationship with Bergdahl while he was there. Did he go in freely? Did he walk into that situation freely? And who we gave up, and the people that died. And Bergdahl, according to many, was a traitor. Okay?
Yeah.
And I know Ellen will have a completely different point of view on that. And some would say that Bergdahl served, he volunteered for military duty. He served with honor. Well, if he served with honor, he would not have become a traitor and left.
Yeah.
And I'm very disturbed by it. He's in San Antonio, which when I was out there in San Antonio, my hometown, people said, oh, my gosh, he's gone to the supermarket, and he gets to go back into society, learn how to be back into society. Well, the guys that died trying to find him, they don't get to go back into society. They're gone forever.
Oh, man, I went on, I think, a 10-minute rant the first time I saw those guys talking about that. Six people died looking
for
this guy.
It makes you weep. It makes
you
weep.
Yeah, it does.
And all of us have family members. I have a nephew who's going into Afghanistan. And honestly, if he had to serve with a guy like that who caused him to lose his life, I'm torn between anger and rage and sadness. Because, you know, it's not easy being there. You know, we see from even these movies like American Sniper, the pressure these guys are under.
Yeah.
And certainly it's a casualty of war to have people go kind of crazy and walk off. But do we treat them and put, even if we put Bergdahl in a medical facility and we had to treat him, but do we treat him like he's an American hero? No, we don't. And we're very respectful of those men who have lost their lives in trying to bring him back.
Do you, and I know that my audience are familiar with the whole military mindset, tons of good military families in our listening audience, but when you go out there with a group of guys, you are counting on the guy beside you to watch your back as you watch his. So when you have this type of a breakdown, I mean, think of the discontent it causes throughout the ranks. I mean, when the guy that's supposed to be watching his post walks off from that post, has been speaking subversively about the United States, and you said, you know, you get in there, you volunteer for it. Yes, but I want to know without a shadow of a doubt that the guy that's fighting beside me has my back because I got his. And when you don't do that, I mean, my God, I have a couple of folks that are weighing in on Facebook. Tom says, no, the pilot was actually doing his job. And we're talking about the Jordanian pilot who, you know, was shot down or plane crash and Bergdahl was not. And so they don't see it as the same thing. But
it's a different circumstance.
Yeah. More to the point, though, I want to ask is
and what a trade out. We gave five actively engaged. I mean, guys who had, I mean, who are trying to hurt us in this country. Five of them. You know, is the president's team? Are they good negotiators? No, that's horrible.
Wow.
And the grief right now that, you know, that the president is giving a Boehner about Netanyahu, who represents a country that is still one of our only ally practically in the Middle East. I mean, it's shocking.
And I have often walked back and when folks call in and they go, Obama's trying to ruin the country, and they say things like that. But when you see things like this going on and his attitude, especially to our friends, and we're in a war. I believe we are in a war. It doesn't matter if he doesn't believe so. I think we are. So, and when I see his attitude and the way he treats our military, it makes me think. It makes me scratch my head and go, you know, what is this guy's?
Which is why, again, taking you back to that photo and you look at, you know, Hegel, whether you liked him or you didn't like him, he wore the uniform and he wore it honorably. Okay.
Yeah.
And so there he is in that photo, and then in front of him, you know, because clearly you can see they're on a stage, there is the color guard and those young men and women, you know, that are there in the audience, and the young men who are carrying the standards, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was a really powerful
It is, Blanquita. And thank you for sharing that photo. Thank you for coming on the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back with Scott Hannon.
If you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz, you can at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's a C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back, welcome back. We're waiting for Scott to get set up out there in Northport. No, not Northport, Northwood. He's going to be broadcasting live from the Northwood Business Center for this edition of What's in Your Town, live from the Northwood Business Center. As I said before, I always love hearing these voices from small town America, because I believe that's where common sense resides, man. We often are inundated with stories that just defy common sense. And it's nice to know that we still have all these small towns that make up the bulk of America, and they're chock full of common sense. And I think it's awesome. So as soon as I get it in my ear that Scott's up and running, we're going to go right to him, like, breaking news, common sense from the heartland. There you go. A question that I posed earlier, where do you think we are in this report of the United States among the top nations for economic freedom? But where do you think we are? I'll tell you now. We are number 12, not number 1, 2 or 3 or 4, not even in the top 5. We are number 12. We're after Hong Kong, Singapore, New Zealand, Australia, Switzerland, Canada, Chile, Estonia, Ireland, and Denmark. Estonia was part of the Soviet Union, and we're behind them. So, man, I don't know where we go from here. There is some good news in this report. Since the Republicans have taken over, there's been an uptick in the numbers that it seems to me that are trending good. So with a little work, well, with a lot of work, we can probably kind of crawl back. This used to be the land of the free and the home of the brave, and now we're the land that kind of free. We're kind of free, maybe a little bit. We're number 12, man. among the top nations for economic freedom. Some of the contributing factors to our downfall is obviously this administration. They love big government, and with big government comes restrictions, regulations. Within the first day or two of this new year, we had over 300 new regulations. How regulations stifle economic freedom and liberties. Quantitative easing, that whole thing, and not just myself, but a guy I'm going to have on tomorrow morning at 8:30, Tony Gehring, running for the Fargo City Commission, he talks about that. Tons of folks that I've had on my show in the Common Sense Club have spoken about, you know, the dangers of quantitative easing and that sort of thing. It's just we've had this anemic post-recession recovery. And our administration, our current administration, has been, you know, patting itself on the back and getting the pom-poms out and that sort of thing. But it's been anemic. It's been – this is the crappiest recovery that anybody has ever seen. Yet, you know, there we go. And as a matter of fact, our downward spiral – Our economic downward spiral started around 2008 and has plummeted after 2009. So keep that in mind when, you know, Democrats are saying, you know, we're good for the middle class, we're good for business, we're good. No, you're kind of not. So there you are. Let's see. Economic free. Oh, one story I definitely want to share with you is our, and we were a part of this. It got a really cool thank you letter from the Salvation Army also out there ringing bells for the Fill the Kettle drive. But we surpassed, the Salvation Army surpassed our goal in that campaign. So I was stoked to hear about that. We were attempting to raise about $800,000. We brought in $890,000. So there you go. I think that's pretty awesome. The folks were out there ringing those bells, and folks were giving generously. And so we surpassed our goal. There you go. I think that's pretty awesome. Showing once again that the folks here in the heartland are pretty giving folks, pretty cool people. But, all right, I think we have Scott live from Northwood. So, Scott, you want to come in here, give us a little common sense from way out in Northwood, North Dakota.
Hey, you know, I have this strongly held belief that the genius of North Dakota comes from its small towns. And quite honestly, if you counted noses, you know, much of the leadership of you know, a Fargo, a Grand Forks, a Bismarck, a Minot comes from small town North Dakota. And so we love the opportunity to get out to these small towns and find out what's happening. The What's in Your Town tour is a blast to do. We really love doing it. Thank our friends from Cloverdale, Marvin Windows Grafton, Arvid Communications, and Teddy's Residential Suites for getting us around town. I'll give you an idea. I walk into the Northwood Business Center, and there are warm, just out of the oven caramel rolls here, courtesy of Northwood Floral and Gift. I mean, that's the kind of small town stuff that's fantastic. And of course, our internet all set up and ready to go, thanks to the folks from Northwood Tech Solutions. They ran a little cable for us there, and the folks from MLGC that do the internet had us all strung up and ready to go. And so just a lot of great things. And we appreciate all the good folks that have helped us with this broadcast, some of whom I'll tell you about in just a moment. But right now I want to meet one of the leaders of Northwood and talk a little bit about some great things that are happening in this community, as we'll be doing throughout the program today, to tell you more about what is happening. Nathan Larson is the president of the Northwood Community and Commercial Club. Nathan, how are you?
Good, doing good.
What is the Northwood Community and Commercial Club?
We are an entity that puts on events in Northwood a couple times a year. We're mainly responsible for the Northwood Days in July, and then we do Santa Claus in the first weekend, first Saturday in December. Those are our two biggest events, and after that, we're just kind of the opening arms for the community of Northwood and try to get businesses in Northwood. And
What do you need here? We got a vast audience. What do you need more of in Northwood? What are the opportunities for folks in Northwood?
Well, there's a lot of exciting things going on now. Our grocery store is just getting sold here, 31st of January, to a new provider, and they're bringing a new market line in. We're excited about that. Glad to have them. I think it's very important to keep them in town. We just put up a new hockey rink on the west side of Northwood. The building is very nice. We're having kids from all over, Larimore, Thompson, Hatton, coming here to play hockey, and it's exciting.
You know, towns like this, there's just always a core group of people that get it done, and a lot of civic pride. I mean, you have a lot of pride in this community, don't you?
Yes, we do. I think it helped after the tornado. Everybody kind of fixed up their houses, fixed up their businesses. We have a beautiful school. We've got a brand new church. We've got two other churches that were gone either through new additions or just, you know, completely fixed up, and it's exciting.
You know, if we asked folks, for word association and said Northwood, they'd probably say tornado because that was quite a blow to the community. But as you look back now, number one, you don't see many signs of it, and number two, a lot has happened since that in the way of, a lot of newer homes and a real vibrant community, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Everything is looking pretty good now. It was a tough thing to go through. I wouldn't wish it on anybody, but it really cleaned up our town. The one thing that we wish we could get back, but it's going to probably take a few years, is the tree growth back in town again. But we've started planting trees, and we'll get it done.
What do you want folks to know about Northwood?
Well, I think we're a good community. We've got two implement dealerships for the ag people. We've got Northwood Co-op Oil for on-the-farm tractors, so we can handle a lot of the eggs. We've got a research company, AgVice, for the farmers. And
tell folks about AgVice. That's a name they might be familiar with because it's probably one of your bigger employers here, right?
Yeah, AgVice and Northwood Hospital and Home are probably neck and neck for the employees. They hire a lot of them. They do research. From basically coast to coast, they go to other countries. They're very important to Northwood. It's been nothing but good, I guess. They've been here a long, long time, longer than I've been here, so it's good.
Yeah. Anything else you want folks to know?
Well, no. I mean, we got an awesome hospital and home. They've got a fitness center there. We've got multiple providers. I think they can handle just about anything that we need them to do, and everything is good, I guess.
We're going to talk with Pete from the hospital later on in the program and find out more of the great things that are happening in this community. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. And we really appreciate, again, all the folks from Northwood helping to bring us here, and they include our fine sponsors. For over 50 years, Uglem Nest Company has been your locally owned full-service ag dealer serving eastern North Dakota and the surrounding areas, Case IH, New Holland, Versatile, and a variety of short lines as well, Pickett Equipment, to serve all your ag equipment needs. They're the Valley headquarters for edible bean equipment, too, at Uglem Ness, where you, the customer, are priority number one. Melland Dean Lumber Company and, how do you say, Melland?
Melland,
yeah. Melland, the lumber company, is also one of our fine sponsors right across the street. You know, pulled up 7:30 this morning. I mean, they got folks coming in and out of there already. None of this started 8 or 9 o'clock stuff in Northwood, North Dakota. The folks at Melland, I want you to know you can look no further. And right here in Northwood, North Dakota, for a full service yard and the first do-it-best dealer in North Dakota. They have large inventory, lawn and garden, electrical, plumbing supplies, servicing customers from Fargo to Grand Forks, Devil's Lake. Melland Lumber Company has everything you need for your important projects. And they are Monday through Friday, open up at 7 a.m. I love that. Saturdays as well. Melland Lumber Company, family-owned and operated since 1949, 207 South Main Street in Northwood. We're going to meet the folks from Northwood Deaconess Health Center a little later on today. It's a not-for-profit healthcare complex with a history going back to the founding in 1902. And today, a 12-bed hospital, 46-bed nursing home, 10-bed Alzheimer unit, 5 basic care beds, 10 independent living apartments. They offer emergency care facility, acute care, long-term care, very important to the vibrancy of this community as well. AgVise Laboratories, providing that complete line of agriculture testing services and technical support to the U.S. and Canada. And they have laboratories here in Northwood, but also in Benson, Minnesota, our leader in the area of soil testing and plant analysis. For a full list of the agronomics they do and provide, check them out on the web at agvise.com or call them at 701-587-6010. And I want to also thank our fine sponsors from Skip's Petroleum and Propane. Tell you about them when we come back, and we'll meet another one of the community leaders here in Northwood. Our What's in Your Town tour live from Northwood, North Dakota today on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned. More after this.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Listener just said, tell me where Northwood is. It's funny because you sort of take that for granted, right? And we have, obviously, an audience in every corner of North Dakota. So I shouldn't take for granted folks know where Northwood is. I do because I spent the majority of my life either in Grand Forks or Fargo. And, you know, it feels like it's in the neighborhood. But, you know, for those that don't know, Northwood would be south and a little bit west of Grand Forks. I came up this morning just straight up I-29, hit Thompson, and went due west. And, you know, so it's about an hour and a half drive from Fargo, but nestled in the eastern edge of North Dakota for folks that don't know. It's our What's in Your Town tour stop today. We're telling folks about what's happening in a town like Northwood, North Dakota. And thanks to all the fine folks that made this happen. I mentioned before the break, we appreciate Skip's Petroleum and Propane. Hard to believe, but they're a family-owned and operated company that's been at it a long time, celebrating 50 years this year. That's right, providing high-quality propane and petroleum products to the eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota area, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Really demonstrates the kind of commitment you get to a high standard of safety with all their installations and deliveries and all the things they do. Affordable tank leasing options, bulk motor oil, bulk transport of propane, gasoline, diesel, biodiesel, residential, commercial, agriculture, fill motor homes, grill tanks, heating fuel, Skip's Petroleum and Propane, they can do it for you. So if you're looking for efficient, environmentally safe energy sources, make them your first call, 701-587-6131. A chance to catch up with another one of the community leaders here, Rod Brown of Citizens Community Credit Union, another one of our sponsors today for the program. Hey, Rod, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Tim, how's your morning going?
Going fantastic. So tell me first about Citizens Community Credit Union and how you serve this good community.
Well, you know, we're so proud to be part of the Northwood community. We've been there for over 20 years. We started out with a location out on the highway out there next to the Senex location. And, you know, through the years, everybody kept asking us, you know, we'd love to have you downtown. We'd love to have you downtown. And our whole mission is to serve our members and look for the best way to do that. And, you know, when Northwood went through a challenge a few years ago, of course, they did some with the tornado and stuff, they went through and did some renovations, and there was a new building built downtown, and we became one of the first tenants in that new downtown building. And we're able to locate downtown like the community has been wanting. And also we were able to add in a really nice drive-up service, and the staff that we have there is really committed to the community. Lynette Hillebrand, she's been with us for years, and, you know, it's fun when you talk with her because she talks about the pride that she has in the community and the pride that she has in the branch and taking care of and serving the members. She's our service associate there in Northwood. And then Todd Enger, he's actually our loan officer there in Northwood and has a great, great rapport with many, many of the area farmers and commercial people, and he has lots of lending experience for that area to take care of them. It's proud to be into a community that's so tight-knit. They believe in what they want to do, and honestly, they're very future-focused. The community is always looking for ways to grow, ways to draw people in, ways to help small businesses get going. And that was one of the main reasons that 20 years ago, Darwin Brockie, our current president, who's been president for over 30 years, you know, decided to put a location there, is because there wasn't a credit union serving that great town. And because of him, when he was talking with them and seeing that growth and the direction that they wanted to do in building that community, it really goes a lot along with the same philosophy that the credit union has. And Darwin's own philosophy of growth, he's been with us for 30 years as president. And at that time, we had one location headquartered out of Devil's Lake with about $3 million in assets. And we've now expanded to 11 locations with $150 million in assets. But it wasn't done with the intention of just expanding. It was done with the intention of serving our members better. And we serve all of Northeast North Dakota. So Northwood fit right into that. And we were able to not only fulfill help with the community, but we were able to serve our whole organizational membership structure and make our owners happy, basically.
You know, what strikes me is much of what you described about the attributes of the community are something you just can't put a price tag on. You know, that in your case, you got employees here who love it here because of that fact, and that attracts others and other businesses. And, you know, that's the beauty of small-town living, isn't it?
That's exactly right. You know, it's fun. You go into that community, and everybody knows what's going on as far as the events – the businesses, what the businesses need, and they support each other. You know, a big testament to that is back is on Old Fashioned Saturdays. I mean, that's a community that, I mean, the size is just astronomical during that weekend because people draw in for that, and it's people coming back to the community that maybe had moved away a few years ago, but they want to come back because they don't want to lose touch with everything that's going on there because of the excitement and enthusiasm and the overall just impression that that community gives you. I mean, it's home. You know, I work out of our Devil's Lake office quite often, but I've been there for a number of different events when it comes to the Old Fashioned Saturday and a couple of credit union things and things like that. And it's just amazing how it's just like one big family there, but yet one big family that says, hey, let's keep building ourselves. Let's keep growing. Let's make this the place that people want to be. And, you know, it's so easy when you get into some of the small towns to just want to be yourself and keep the status quo, but Northwood, they want to be themselves, but they want to help each other grow and become better too.
We're going to talk more about it.
It's a proud thing.
It sure is. Citizen Community Credit Union, part of the community. Rod, thanks for the time today. Rod Brown, we appreciate you very much. We're going to talk with Enoch Thorsgaard later on in the program. 98 years old. He's been back in Northwood and also the CEO of the Northwood Deaconess Health Center too. So stay tuned for all that coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.